Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Lopez participating in the death report on Antonio Lopez, date of birth 11/15/1961, date of procedure June 6, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Lopez. Referring physician is Dr. Pedro Ortega. Procedure performed is cephalogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy, palpectomy, chemical snare, palpectomy. Colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy. Indication is metapogastric abdominal pain, common FOBT positive stools. Description of procedure. Informed consent is obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as a possibility of missing lesions, such as lesions through all strands of the patient. Patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitoring anesthesia care, while lubricated lumps of your gastric opus introduced into the esophagus and into your direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb. Second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, or reflux is obtained at the cardiac period, aerosection from the stomach before draw. So, patient was then turned around in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was performed. A well-debated lymphocyte or colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colonus, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum, period. Reflex is obtained of the rectum, period. The Boston Bowel Prep score is graded as a (7.2-3.2), good prep. The terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated and appeared to be somewhat dirty, period. Patients had procedure well without any complications. Findings that upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis period on rectal next line, the Z line was irregular at 39 centimeters from BIPOC with evidence of LA, with evidence of salmon colored mucosa, two tongues of salmon colored mucosa extending approximately 1.5 centimeters, comma, prog C0, M1.5, comma, biopsies are obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation. Esophagus to rule out Barrett's esophagus next time. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema, comma. There was evidence of a abnormality to the mucosa with a mass lesion along the greater curvature. And posterior wall of the body that extended into the area of the incisura, which was noted on retroflexion. Overall, this is about 4 to 5 centimeters in size. Biopsies were obtained extensively in this area for further evaluation and histology. Please go back to the portion of the gastric erythema and add biopsies or obtained to allow H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion, common biopsies or obtained for further evaluation of histology and to allow celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, the terminal length on last 5 centimeters appeared dirty. The portion that was visualized was unremarkable. Next line, there were two ascending colon sessile polyps, approximately 10 to 12 millimeters in size, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were four approximately 10 millimeter sessile transverse colon polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was approximately 6 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were not bleeding and small. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, we'll send pathology for stat evaluation given the mass lesion noted in the stomach. Pending biopsies will determine next steps. Next line, repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending PASH. Next line, recommend avoidance of NSAIDs as well as anti-reflex precautions are explained. Next line. Follow-up in offices previously scheduled.